It's the Elder Lore Podcast, back after a long silence. And we've got something a little bit special planned for our episode today. We're going to split this episode into two parts, both of which are community-driven. The first part of our episode today is a piece called The Withering, from Reddit user Xenoposeidon. It is narrated by a rogue hist. In fact, it is the last hist in Elsweyr. As it narrates the war between the Morethic and the wandering Elnafae, a war that essentially destroyed most of the hist on Nirn. And from there, for the second part, we're going to listen to Reddit user Rotten Deadite, who does a superb job of doing a reading of Dementor's famous post on the Bethesda Softworks Elder Scrolls lore forum called This Many Goblins Left the Cave. It's kind of like a goblin creation myth, if you will. So I'm very excited about it. They're two very good pieces, and we'll just go right ahead and jump into part one, The Withering. It was once strong. Long ago it, or shall I say they, stood tall and enormous, casting great shadows over the southern landscape. It ruled over the land and joined with it as one. The land itself was forest, from the darkened wet forest in the southeast to the high forest hills with great tall trees in the northwest. From where the forest was dense and full of critters to the almost lifeless forest that had its trees climb the steep rise of a great volcano. The land was a forest, and the forest was it. It saw nothing, for there was nothing to see. It could feel shadows of critters dancing under its many leaves, circling around its many trunks. Some shadows were small, rare, so lonely and insignificant when compared to the enormous unity that was it. Some others were taller, numerous, and did not dance around the same way the other shadows did. Yet, while studying the shadow's pattern of dancing carefully, it did not alter itself, nor did it care to act or interfere with the shadow's dancing in any way. And then, one day, the shadows began dancing much differently. They came together, joined each other close in their dancing. More shadows came, arriving from the west and the north. The many shadows greeted each other, furiously dancing closer and closer, until in a split second, the shadows started devouring each other. Two shadows came together, danced, and one remained. Over and over, the shadows devoured each other, each time more ferociously. It could see the shadows growing stronger, fiercer, altering rocks and metals and the bodily tissues of other shadows to grow their dancing stronger and more brutal. It has never felt such ferocity in the dancing of the shadows. Never such heat and wrath in the shadow's footsteps upon the soil above its roots. And then the shadows turned to it for power. They cut down the trunks of it to make fortified structures, tools, and weapons. Then the shadows extracted the sap from within the trees, drinking it to grow themselves healthier and stronger, hardening it to cover themselves with outfits out of its own blood. It could not respond. Never has anything so terrible and awe-inspiring happened in the forest. It could not dance like the shadows. It could not see or speak or hear or touch like the shadows. To think and to feel were its only available actions. But neither could slow down the shadows' rampaging dances, so it stood, and it felt, and it withered. First, the trees in the north were gone, then east and west, then in the center of the forest. The forest withered and withered until only the trees in the south were left, many in lands where the forest is dark and wet, less in the other side of the southern water, where the land was drier and warmer. There it stood, and many of its trees. Yet the shadows were soon to come. They cut and chopped and slew in the dry land until the entire land was no more a forest. Only one hill remained, and there it stood, with but a single tree atop the hill. It knew the shadows were coming, hungry, yet it knew the single tree could not be helped. No alteration, no sympathy, no feeling or thought could help it. So the alteration stopped, slowly, and the sympathies withdrew, and the thoughts and feelings grew weaker and more silent. Minute by minute, hour by hour, the tree felt weaker, more withered, more exiled. And then it was alone. It could not feel its wet roots in the southeastern soil, could not feel the tiny shadows there dancing merrily and safely round its trunk. It was lonely, afraid, withering, shriveling. It could not sustain so many leaves and such a tall trunk, so it altered itself smaller, smaller. It shed its bark, dried its sap, withdrew its leaves. When the shadow came, it was a white, shriveling tree, 5 feet high. It felt the shadow come closer, run its hand on its tiny, shriveled branches. It was ready to die. It dried its sap to a deadly solid, shed its leaves completely, making it so the death would be easy and without pain. shadow picked up its metallic tool, and then the shadow left. So there stood the Hist, withered, cold and dying, in the heat of the once beautiful wasteland. It remembered nothing, did nothing, felt nothing. And then, under the scorching sun, it withered away and became nothing. And now for the second part of our episode today, Rotten Deadite's reading of This Many Goblins Left the Cave.
So there's one time, there were these goblins in a cave. These goblins...
How many goblins was there?
It don't matter. Anyway, there were these goblins, okay? And so then this one goblin says...
What goblin was it?
It don't matter. This one goblin says, why don't we go out the cave a second?
I bet it a trick.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so he says that, and then he says, I've been out there, and it's real nice. So then, one of the goblins, they says, okay, and this many goblins leave the cave. See, it matter. Now it matter, maybe. Okay. Anyways, so they go outside, and it was real bright out. And the one shaman said, ah, the sun too bright, and he run back into the cave. Which is how the sun got made. After that, there was this many goblins. But all them goblins was hungry, and there weren't no rats or shroomies for them what was easy to catch. So they made one of them goblins dress up like different animals, so they could eat them, which is where the animals come from. After that, there was this many goblins.
How we all do animals?
Don't be stupid. You got animal wives and mean animal babies in them.
But where do wives come from?
It don't matter. Anyways, so then these goblins, and these goblins, got real mad at each other. These ones says, let's go back to the cave. This is stupid. But these goblins says, no, this is nice. We stay. Also, the cave is gone now. And it was.
I told you it were a trick.
Yeah, right. Well, so these goblins says, we gonna kill you goblins for tricking us.
I tell you, I knew it were.
Yes, okay.
Now shut up.
So these other goblins says, well, we gonna run away and hide. And they did. So these ones were all trying to find the cave some more, while these was hiding.
I bet they was making babies.
Well, yeah, they was all doing that.
Babies, babies, babies.
But some of them was making elf babies, and some of them was making man babies.
Man babies are
anyways,
gross.
So there was all these elves and humans and such. And so when these goblins came back, they had all of them humans and elves with them.
Which ones was humans and which ones was elves?
It doesn't matter, we're talking about goblins. Anyway, these ones came back and says, you guys still mad about the cave? And these ones was all, yeah, we mad. And so they had them a war.
Very loud noises.
So them ones over here beat them others, and then this war chief, he kills the other war chief and eats his heart, which turns him into an orc. So that's where the orcs come from. So then, there were this many goblins.
And all them humans and elves.
Yeah, okay. But we just...
And them animals!
Yeah, but we...
What about them cats? Where was the cats?
We're just talking about goblins, okay? This many!
Fine. Okay.
So anyway, This many goblins was left, and then went off and made babies. The end.
Oh, is that it?
We sorry, Uncle.
Real sorry.
It's all your fault.
No.
Did they find the cave later?
No, they don't never find the cave again. But at the end of the world, there's gonna be a big war. Because the humans and elves, they don't listen to us no more. Them two's gonna be fighting and whatnot, and the whole world's gonna be on fire. But because goblins are smartest, we're gonna dig ourselves a whole new cave. And it's gonna have rats, and shroomies, and clean water, and all that. So they's all out there dying, while we goblins is in this new cave.
Making babies.
Yeah, making babies. Until one day, one of them babies is gonna look outside the cave, and see all the humans and elves is dead. And he's gonna come back and say, hey guys, let's go out the cave a second. It real nice.
Is it a trick this time?
Yeah, it always a trick.
Could you read us the list the Argonian made?
No.
Come on,
that story makes me feel tingly.
Special thanks to Zeno Poseidon for his wonderful work in The Withering, as we heard in the first part of our episode today. And also thanks to not only Rotten Deadite, but also Dementor, who wrote This Many Goblins Left the Cave. Thanks for listening to the Elder Lore Podcast.